Talking about this house on Route 1 in Magnolia, we're getting a bunch of calls. So if you want to know...
It's good music for this.
No, I don't like that. That makes me want to... It makes me feel like something's coming up behind me.
You drive down Route 1, heading towards Dover. You stop at those lights there by that Valero near Magnolia.
Ugh.
And you can turn right at those lights, take you to the beach, look to your left, and there's that house.
That giant brick house.
Mm-hmm.
All abandoned. Doesn't it make you a little bit sad because you think at some point it was somebody's home? It looked like it used to be gorgeous at one time, this giant brick house.
Oh, yeah.
That there's probably kids running through. It was filled with like love and laughter and a family that had hopes and dreams, and now it's just abandoned and broken.
And we're just looking at a picture
dead
of it.
And empty.
There's a thing on Facebook.
What's that?
Delmarva History. And there's some pictures on there. But there isn't anything about the house, though.
No, it's just pictures of it. If you want to see, if you don't know what house we're talking about, you can go check out their Facebook. Yikes. But if you don't, we don't know what happened to it. I don't know what used to be in it. 424-1234 be part of the show.
Hi, you're 97.7. Who's this?
It's Chrissy.
Hey, Chrissy. What's going on?
You guys were just talking about the house over there by Valero. Oh, my God. I just had to call in and say one time there was like a bunch of those, you know, those icky birds that eat dead things off the side of the road.
Buzzards.
They were like covering the front yard of that place.
Oh.
I'm like, am I the only person that sees that? Something is dead there.
Don't you hate when you get stuck at that red light and you're stuck next to it and you're like, don't look at it, don't look at
it. Don't look. Yes.
Yeah,
I had to call in, guys. Good morning. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
My name is Jamie, and you guys were asking about that house in Little Heaven.
Yes.
I grew up in Little Heaven, and I've been in that house before, actually.
Were you in there partying? Was it abandoned?
There used to be a museum in that house.
Really?
Yes.
A museum of what?
Like, Indian artifacts and things like that. Like arrowheads and all kinds of stuff. But their family's name was Party, and actually, the parents died a long time ago, and the kids just kind of, like, let the house go. And when I was little growing up, that house was amazing.
It looks like it could be a great house. It's so weird to me that it's just abandoned. You saying that there was a museum for Indian artifacts, that's like some karma. What's the word I'm looking for?
Just freaky business.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I used to... You know, I mean, they had grandkids and stuff, and we used to go over there and play, you know, me and my sister. Yeah, and I mean, it was just so cool, like the artifacts and stuff. I mean, and she was the nicest lady. Her name was Mrs. Pardee.
Ooh.
And they owned it forever. And then, like I said, they passed away. The son had it. He just, like, let it go.
Do you
trailer and put it behind there.
Actually,
that house is on.
Janie. Are you creeped out when you go by that house? If you're stuck at that light, does it kind of give you a weird vibe or no, because you've been inside it?
No, because I've been inside of it, and it was always just like part of our neighborhood, you know?
All right, well, thanks for checking in this morning.
I get creeped out of our house. It's like, they trust me, but it's not that one.
All right, thanks for checking in this morning. Have a good one.
All right, you as well. Thank you.